Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you this morning. And we're going to talk specifically this morning, though, about serving with joy. Being excited about serving God. Not just doing it to have to do it, but finding joy in serving. So we're going to show a little video after I pray for us. And got a little video. You'll probably recognize the characters in the video. And so let's pray. Father, we bless you today. Father, you are more awesome than words can describe in any language. And so, Lord, we attempt to do that. But Lord, maybe the greatest thing you take pleasure in is obedience. To describe your awesomeness to a world that's lost. Just simple day-to-day, moment-by-moment obedience. Driven by love for you and from you. Lord, today is a time to honor you. May we do that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, John.
I can see where you'll be set all right, but till that time, Frank, I'm afraid you can't stay here.
Oh, I can imagine how you felt, Andy. Can't think of anything more unpleasant than having to evict anybody, especially poor Frank Myers.
Yeah.
Paul, what's evicting?
Hmm?
What's evicting?
Oh, that means turning somebody out of their house. I tried to get the council to stall, but...
Why?
Well, for not paying the taxes. The law says if you don't pay your taxes, well, you got to go. The mayor and that council, they sure are set in their ways.
Where?
Where?
Sure, if you move out of your house, where do you move to?
Oh, you move to another house.
Oh, but Mr. Myers has another house to move to.
No, not exactly.
Then where is he going to move to?
Well, he'll move in when somebody's got room for him.
Like us?
Well, no, not us.
Why not? We got an extra room.
Well, now, Opie, that extra room is for a relative who might come to visit us or a friend.
Mr. Myers is a friend. He's always been real nice to me.
Well, you see, Opie...
Well, if you're the one that's telling him to move, it looks like you ought to be the one to give him a place to move, too.
Well, now, I'm not sure Frank would want to move in with us.
Why not ask him?
Well, you see, son...
Now, Opie, you just don't understand. You can't ask people to come and live with you.
Yeah, that's right, Opie.
Well, people can't...
What do you think, Aunt B?
Well, it's all right with me if it's all right with you. We can at least put him up until he can find a permanent place to stay.
Well, sure. Why not? I'll go tell him first thing in the morning. Opie, you know sometimes you're a pretty outstanding young fella.
Yeah, we've had real good luck fishing that stump over there. Come on in.
Well,
just for you, Dusty, a little Andy Griffith on Sunday morning, get you warmed up for later. Joy in serving. If I put those words up, followed by the verse, John, go ahead and put it up, and showed you that little video, and I gave you a few moments to just examine your heart about your attitude when it comes to serving God in any capacity, what would he be saying to you this morning? Because I kept it very simple. Psalm 100, verse 2, simply says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. No strings attached. Not whether or not you like the circumstances. Not whether or not you like what He's asking you to do. Not whether or not you have a lot of money or a little money. Not whether or not you feel good or you feel bad. But He simply says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And you can see in that little video where Opie kind of plays the voice of the Holy Spirit, doesn't he? That's not John Boy. What are you talking about? You got characters confused, Daniel. As Andy and Aunt B try to figure out a way around the Opie questioning. and come to a realization they just can't avoid the truth. It's looking at them straight in the face. So then what do they do with it? Well, they go along with it. And so this morning, that's our verse. And John, go ahead and throw up did you have the other two questions there? I want you to be thinking about all this because we talk often about being salt and light and going out and being the hands and feet of Jesus. But how often do we stop and think about, but are we doing it with joy? Are we doing it with a smile? Are we looking people in the eye and saying, hey, I am full of joy and I am singing before the presence of God because He has allowed me to do this. Whether it be outside these walls or within these walls. I know what probably a lot of you don't know is typically after the welcome, Rick or I, we usually go over and kind of check on all the kids' areas to make sure the inmates aren't running the asylum, which often is the case. The inmates are running the asylum. So we look for more willing servants. And I love to see the look on people's faces as they come in and as they serve, but also as people are coming in to drop their children off and see the looks on their faces as they're handing them off to people they're putting their trust in. So a couple things for us to think about this morning, but really the bottom line is today is examining your heart and your attitude about when it comes to serving God on God's terms, not yours. So first one is, what do you believe is the most common reaction or feeling a Christian has when asked to serve? And the second one is when done with a glad heart, the act of serving becomes, you fill in the blank. How about when it's not done with a glad heart? What does it become? The floor is open to share. And if you don't want to make it too personal, you can always use Andy and Opie and Ann B and anybody else in there as a good example. So you're saying when you're doing something you believe wants you, you feel lifted up. But when you're doing something He's not asked you to do, you feel a drain on you. I agree about that avoidance thing. In fact, usually, I didn't get this out to you yet, Claudia, but usually when someone asks me to help them move, I say, I'll be out of the country. One day, the joke's going to be on me. I know the joke's going to be on me. I'm going to say that to somebody, and God, in His sense of humor, is going to find a way to quickly get me out of the country, and it's not going to be funny to me. So stir in your heart about those. What else? Something about the second question I point out is I agree with those who have already shared that when we kick and fight and don't want to do something that, you know, God still, in a sense of humor, blesses us, says, yeah, bless you. But when not done with a glad heart, and I'm kind of changing this to share my point, is what did I miss in the leading up to God showing me? Because when done with a glad heart, the act of serving becomes a growth time, a time of communion with Him, a time, a lot of times, with the communion of the body of Christ. I mean, really, or in the body, period. Okay? Julie showed up, two people she didn't even know, but they had a communion at the end. But there was a battle going on, by the way. I point out there was a real battle going on in that room. So done with a glad heart, all the things I get to enjoy leading up to maybe a point in time of serving or a time. Because I think one of the things is you know, using Don's summer camp, for all of us that have been around for a few years dealing with summer camp with all those kids, how excited are they right now? Ask them today, January the 13th. Ask some of them. Yeah, they are happy. Ask them, you know, how forward they're looking to. They don't know the date of camp, which is June 16th through the 20th. Get that on your calendar. You got that? Got that, Jerry? Got that? June 16th through the 20th. Anybody that needs to know that, Artie? But they're excited already. So leading up to a point in time, think of all the enjoyment of talking about something that they're excited about. So we miss things, even though we may be blessed by the end of it. But we got to check that. Is there joy in serving in the process before we get to serve? Anything else on those two or anything else, period, before we go to the next one? All right, John, flip it. Same verse, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. So I ask what I just said, basically. What do we miss when we don't serve with joy? And John, you're going to put the last one. How do you tell when someone is serving out of obligation versus joy or gladness? And I give you a backdrop scripturally for this. Think about the moment that Jesus washed those disciples' feet. Think about that for just a moment. We could recreate it, we can reenact it, we can watch videos, but I don't really know that we could put the atmosphere in proper context for that moment, that time. I don't think it was fast. Some of you, probably most of you, have taken part in a foot washing before. Usually it goes by kind of quickly. I don't believe Jesus hurried through that at all. So I give you a little bit of a backdrop. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. But what do we miss when we don't serve with joy? And how do you tell when someone is serving out of obligation versus the joy and gladness? What'd you say, Daniel? Peace. We miss peace. Okay. What I hear you saying is we can go in with a humble heart, or God can choose to humble us. I just want to point one thing, Stephen. I think it's interesting. All of our examples, and including the way I was thinking until Claudia shared that right there, was today God's probably calling you to spend some time with Him. And that is a form of serving Him. Not going and packing a truck, not going to do anything. Serving Him is also being with Him. And when you think about the people in your life, we're going to miss Claudia a lot, in a lot of ways, in a couple weeks, right? Amen? For those, okay. And I read a story in our local newspaper, and I told you guys this story a while back about a gentleman who had been married to his wife for 62 years, and she passed away. And he says in there, he says one sentence that I probably will always remember. He said what he would give for 5 more minutes with her. After 62 years, he said what I wouldn't give for 5 more minutes. Okay? If we can find the joy in just being in His presence, then I don't think it really matters what He's asking us to do or not do. And I think we struggle so much with that, the Christians do, that when we go to tell someone else about Christ, that we're really telling them about somebody that we just kind of know. I try to tell our youth all the time, I don't want you to share a historical Jesus. I need you to share the Jesus that's alive and at the right hand of the Father right now. But we struggle so much with that, I think. And there's reasons for that. But it does come down to one-on-one with Him, doesn't it? Do you ever think that something you and or I could be missing when we're not serving with joy is we could be missing a nap? How do you know you're not? How do you know that you're not missing something that brings refreshment to you? You see, serving as an outgoing, I think God sees it as an incoming. Well, I'm praying that you and I will wrestle with this, because I believe this is a powerful way to reach a lost and dying world. I really do. So let's pray. You know, Father, I agree. You do give us your best. And Lord, there are days where, well, there's lots of days where we don't deserve anything good from you. But you just love us so much, and you're so gracious and so merciful. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for giving us your best. Thank you for giving us Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for gifts and talents and resources to serve you with. Father, thank you for lips to praise you. Thank you for your word to read, both silently and out loud. Lord, thank you that you've chosen us to be on the winning side of the battle. Father, we thank you today for many, many things. Father, I'm asking you to help us be a body of Christ that in 2013, one of the things is that we'll be full of joy in doing things that are seen and things that are only known in heaven. We bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen.